This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
It's presented by Garretson Building Supply. Six nights a week, you hear the Ramsey Show here on News Radio 1240 KQEN. One of the Ramsey personalities you hear from sometimes, Anthony O'Neill, joining us. Anthony, good morning.
Hey, Kyle, how are you, man? Thank you for having me on.
You are our number one national best-selling author, a financial expert. You host a popular online series called The Table on your YouTube channel. I'm curious, at the front end, how did you personally get involved in financial topics? I mean, a lot of people find that kind of boring.
You know, it is boring in the beginning, but, you know, as you really grow a passion for it, it becomes probably the most attractive thing to you. You know, I grew up in a very strong Christian faith home, four loving parents, two biological parents and two step parents, and grew up in a very strong Christian faith home. Didn't really teach me much about finances, the difference between a credit card and a debit card. So when I graduated high school, I made a lot of mistakes that I could have avoided if I would have had the financial information growing up. Racked up about $35,000 in debt. Unfortunately, I had to drop out of college, had to lose my apartment because I lost my job that was attached to my college. And my parents didn't allow me to come back home because of the poor decisions that I made. So with all that being said, I was $35,000 in debt, 19 years old, homeless, sleeping in the back of my car. So you can see where the passion of the financial topics came from, because of the lack of financial education and literacy. I made some poor decisions, and if I would have had the financial education and literacy up front, I probably wouldn't have been perfect, but I would have been better off. And so that's really where the personal passion comes from when it comes to financial topics, is I just really want to help people, especially young people in their 30s and 40s, avoid some of the financial mistakes that I made at a younger age. And so that way we can start building wealth, we can build a legacy, and go from there, Kyle.
We've got a wide range of people in terms of ages listening this morning, but for parents and maybe grandparents in particular, what kinds of things can they be teaching the younger people in their life that would point them in the right financial direction and not end up with some of the issues you had?
You know, one of the very first things that you can focus on is teach your kids money comes from working. It doesn't grow on trees. It grows from, if you put in the work, then you're going to get paid for it. There's an exchange for it. And then once they get the money, teach them how to be good stewards of it, especially when you have that, you know, that middle schooler to high schooler. Teach them how to give. Teach them how to save and spend. Teach them how to be generous. Teach them how to save money for themselves and save money to go towards college or buying the first car. Teach them how to literally have ownership in their lives. I think that's one of the things I wish grandparents and especially, well, I would say parents and especially grandparents do. My mother is a grandmother right now, Kyle, and she doesn't make my nephews and niece work for nothing. She gives them everything that they want. And while I think that's a good thing from a love perspective, it can also be a bad thing because then now we're growing kids up thinking that they are entitled to this because of who they are. No, let's step back and teach them those simple practical steps.
What about younger adults when it comes to budgeting, particularly students in high school and college? Maybe they're working part-time, pursuing their education full-time. How do you put a budget together?
You know, I use a zero-based format when it comes to budgeting. You're going to list all your income, minus your expenses, and it should equal out zero. All your expenses are going to be everything from your haircuts, to your shoes, to even that $5 app that you may have on Apple or Android. The key thing here is list all of your income, child support, job, alimony, you name it. List all of your expenses and make sure it equals zero, and do that before the month begins next month.
Now, how do you, whether should you, worry about saving money when you're at a younger age?
Yes, you should always worry about your future. Here's my philosophy. When you save and invest into the future, you're protecting your future. When you have an emergency fund today, you're protecting yourself from today, and you're protecting yourself from going back to tomorrow, which is getting back into debt. When you save for the future, when you invest into the future, you're setting yourself up to really start building true and long-lasting wealth.
And for people at this younger age, that may, especially in the springtime, they're starting to look towards the fall. Maybe college is on the horizon. How do you avoid student loans?
Well, here's the thing. You avoid student loans by taking debt off of the table, bottom line. You know, debt is not an option. Do not be ashamed or afraid to go to a community college. And make sure that you stay in-state. The average in-state is going to cost you about $10,000 a year. You can cash flow this for $833 a month. Now, to some people, that may sound like a lot, but if you work on average 20 hours a week, you can pay cash for college. So the main thing is take debt off of the table. Make sure you look at all of your options for college and make sure you stay in state. Do not go to your dream college. Your dream college, by my definition, should be one that you graduate from debt-free.
Now, the past COVID year has been rough on a lot of people's finances, whether people are younger, maybe middle-aged, maybe a little bit older. How do you restart? A lot of people had extra expenses, maybe a loss of income, maybe their business went under. How do you restart and get back on track in the right direction?
The very first thing, Kyle, here is simple, man. Focus on the things that you can control and don't focus on the things you can't. The things you can control is your time, is your money, is your resources. So I want you to focus on those things. Get on a budget. Make sure you have some income coming in. Live below your means. Stay away from debt and start attacking your debt. Now, here are the four things we really want you to focus on, which is called the four walls. Focus on your food, focus on your utilities, focus on your housing, and focus on your transportation. Make sure you have that stuff covered while you're bouncing back during this season.
Give us some ideas of Ramsey resources, maybe things that you've put out that folks could obtain that would help them out. And if you've got website information, that'd be great too.
Yeah, you can go to RamseySolutions.com to find out all of our resources. But great resources for parents is my most recent book, Debt-Free Degree. It's a step-by-step guide on how to get our young people into college 100% debt-free. Now, literally, I'm walking through the steps from seventh grade all the way through college on what they need to be doing every year, every semester, every spring break, every summer, and how they can get ahead of the game and possibly go to, you know, a very high-end school. But I'm also giving them the principles of, hey, here's what you need to be looking for. But to find out more information about myself, Ramsey Plus, all of our resources to help you walk through this journey, go to RamseySolutions.com, and you'll see a plethora of information there.
Anthony O'Neill, a Ramsey personality, The Ramsey Show, weeknights at 5:30, Sunday nights at 7 here on News Radio 1240 KQEN. Anthony O'Neill, thanks for being on this morning.
Oh, man, thank you so much.
8:42, morning conversation, presentation of Garrett's Building Supply.